You're listening to SBS News.
For Sydney cafe owner Anthony Iacono, the chronic shortage of workers since the closure of international borders last year has left his business under pressure.
There's a massive worldwide shortage of staff, really, in the hospitality industry. And in Australia, I think it's even worse. We have no overseas people here. There's no people on student visas.
He says he is now only trading at 70% capacity.
Since lockdown, broke this week, customers are excited. And unfortunately for us, we can't serve them all because we just can't open the premises fully yet.
That's driving calls for a future increase in migration levels. Professor Jock Collins from the UTS Business School.
Right across the board, from unskilled through to very highly skilled medical professionals and whatever, we realise how dependent we are as a state and as a nation on immigration.
New South Wales and Victoria hold 60% of the nation's labour market, and with those states in lockdown last month, it should be no surprise to learn 138,000 people lost their jobs in September. But the unemployment rate only rose from 4.5% to 4.6%. That's because there were fewer people in or looking for work, with the participation rate falling for a third consecutive month. But despite the labour shortages, some experts suggest it is unlikely that migrant intake will return to pre-COVID levels anytime soon. This is demographer Dr. Liz Allen, who works at the Australian National University.
That spells a serious disaster for Australia and the economy especially, because the local workforce is insufficient to meet the needs of our industry.
According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, a rise in hours worked reflected strong business recovery in Queensland and the easing of COVID restrictions in New South Wales. But there were large falls in both Victoria and the ACT as people experienced reduced hours or no work due to lockdowns. Meanwhile, the national underemployment rate dropped by less than 0.1%. Sarah Hunter is the chief economist for BIS Oxford Economics.
There is a decent pool of people there that want to work more hours, that we need to get them back into working more hours before we get a tight labour market. And this is going to be the recovery challenge, if you like, as we come out of lockdown.
Businesses are hopeful for some relief as Australia begins its path to reopening. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.